This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The Wisconsin Energy Institute is buzzing with about 400 scientists, graduate students, and staff. It boasts the UW's largest grant, $265 million for over a decade. But it sunsets next year, and the Energy Institute is at a pivot point in leadership and funding. As Kate Archer-Kent reports, the Institute has submitted its proposal to renew a massive federal grant from the Department of Energy at a time when the state has withdrawn its funding.
Nuclear engineer Michael Corradini stands in the soaring atrium of this building that juts out over University Avenue. Corradini founded the Wisconsin Energy Institute a decade ago. He just retired. He says the blueprint called for a building twice its size. One side is designed to come off for expansion.
That's actually why we put the elevators on this side of the building.
Going down.
And the loading dock and everything.
First floor.
Expansion is unlikely. Last year, the state eliminated its $8 million in funding for this renewable energy research hub. The university stepped in to fill the gap for the biennium. Corradini says its long-term funding source is still unknown.
I'm not going to worry about where it comes from, just as long as it comes from somewhere, originally from the state, but hopefully from the state and or campus.
Over the years, Corradini says, the Institute amassed more than 50 patents and spawned two startup companies. Many scientists are working on ways to break down biomass into fuel, like inside this lab. 29-year-old postdoc researcher Rebecca Smith engineers cell walls in poplar trees to make them a better biofuel source. She can count at least 9 disciplines working in labs around her, making it easy to find a sounding board.
Sometimes all it takes is that someone who has a slightly different perspective saying, and usually starts off, well, this might be a stupid idea, but did you think about trying this? And then you go, well, no, I didn't, because I'm too close to the problem, didn't realize that could work.
Interdisciplinary research has long been heralded as the key to solving complex problems. But a recent study by the Australian Research Council reveals grant proposals that draw in a broad array of academic fields are less likely to be funded. Gabrielle Bammer studies interdisciplinary research at Australian National University. She says the people who award these grants don't necessarily understand the challenges.
The pressure to perform, the pressure to publish papers and to keep getting grants in doesn't leave people with enough time and energy to be developing the sorts of things that are actually necessary. There's no rewards for pulling people together, for transmitting knowledge, for starting a new journal.
Economist Ian Coxhead doesn't see an uphill battle. He's interim director for a year. He also chairs the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison. Coxhead aims to recruit more social scientists like himself.
The huge opportunity that I have is to turn this institute into a cross-disciplinary landing pad for all kinds of activities associated with energy, with sustainability, with climate change.
Smith, the postdoc, says she took one look at the spacious modern labs and was sold, and she likes answering to a high-stakes federal grant for her work with the Great Lakes Bioenergy Research Center housed in the Institute.
It's very valuable to be able to talk to those people in industry and say, what are you looking for? What makes a good biofuel crop that you would want to get out there and market?
Coxhead is hopeful the Energy Department will keep their research going by funding their 5-year, $142 million proposal. Of that, $85 million would go to the UW. The rest would be divvied up among research partners, including Michigan State University. He expects a decision by year's end. Kate Archer-Kent, Wisconsin Public Radio.